Okay, we're starting something new today. Derech Eitz Chaim of Chaim Luzzatto. Okay? It's a hakdama to his Plach Pitchei Chochma. Alright? So it says, Yotzer Ha'adam, the person who created man, Umanhigo, and is Manhigim.
Directs him,
yeah. Who? Manhigo who? Who Asaho? He made him, Bikoronehu, and established him, gave him a basis. Muchan, prepared Lahavin, he's prepared to understand Ulahaskil and to reach Haskala, Lahaskil Haskala, to reach higher understanding. Gdola, Yoteh, much higher than Malke Ashari, much higher than the angels, literally the angels that serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ukva amru rabbeinu zichron levracha. Already our rabbi zichron levracha taught us, a gracious rabbi Yud Zayin. Amar lehem. He told them to the angels, chokhmato, the wisdom of man, meruba mishelachem, is higher than yours. That needs to be understood. Malachim, they're in worlds that they see clearly a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They understand, and they're the people who, the creation that acts out His will. So they're very clearly in sync with God's will. So what does it mean that our wisdom is higher than their wisdom, or that we can reach wisdom which is higher than their wisdom? It's obviously that there's men who can't, right? Obviously, man, there are men who aren't there. And most of the time, probably we aren't there. You know? When we're eating our schnitzel, you're into our schnitzel. We're not like an askar of the malachim. It depends who's eating, it depends how he's eating, right? But somehow, there's some aspect of man who can reach that level of clarity higher than a malach. We have to understand what that is. So it says, and here, there's a difference in Athiyah. It says, Laskil Yoteh, and the Midrash says, Chochmato Merube, his wisdom is more. It means he knows more. So this is what that means. V'kashe yachpots b'tfuna. And when he desires b'tfuna, al pi darko. And when he will desire with his understanding, al pi darko, through his ways, way. Yanchehu lasik al shmei shmayim. It will direct him to reach to the heavens of heavens. Varim, things shehem kivshono shel olam. Kivshono shel olam means things which are the depths of the world. Shekisem atik yomin. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu called atik yomin hid them. Covered them. In other words, through the tfuna of man, we see a lot of different words here. It says he can get a skala gdola. The midrash says his chachma is meruba. Then it says, then the Ramchal is explaining, and when he desires with his tfuna, with his understanding, that will make him reach the understanding of heavens of heavens. Things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which he hid. Ach hine, however, behold, tuvo biyado. Good in his hand. Tuvo, I don't know what tuvo means here. Tuvo biyado. Velo mishpat habachira. This goodness is in his hand. Velo, and to him, is the mishpat, the judgment to choose. Lidchakem ledat, man's choice is to become wise, and now we're using the word ledat, to know in a way of connecting. Or lishe'er arom, or to remain naked, mikol chochma. That's a choice of man. And that says, tuvo beyado, the goodness, so it's telling you also what goodness is. Goodness is lahasig uledat. Litchakem uledat, to get this wisdom and to know it. What wisdom? Lasig shmei shmayim, to reach the depths of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his tuvo. That's the goodness that's within man lasig, to reach. But he can also be empty and naked from that goodness and that haskalah, that depth of understanding. Hagam shehalev, even though shehalev, the heart, vasechan, his mind, bekerev gufo, is in the midst of his body. So he's saying something very, very interesting. He's saying something. First of all, he mentioned three things. He mentioned haskalah gdola, more than the malachim. He mentioned chachma meruba, right? More than the malachim, more chachma. Chachma is a yediyah, more than malachim. He mentioned the derech is through tfuna, through understanding, through building on what we already have, new things, and getting to a higher level of understanding. And that way we reach the heavens of heavens, right? Things which, the depths of the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered. And then he tells us that this goodness of understanding, this is what he calls goodness, which is an interesting word. This goodness is in his hand to choose to get this wisdom and to connect, ladat, that's to connect, i.e. with his creator. Since Kadosh Baruch Hu, his rotzen, the shorish of his rotzen is kulo tov, connecting with that rotzen is the bechira of tuvo. And how does a man connect? If he connects to his creator, to the rotzen of his creator, and to understand the depths of that rotzen, right? That's a relationship, therefore it has to be done with a lev and the sechel, b'kerem gufo. That means man's relationship with his creator is through understanding the depths of his rotzen. And that's where he puts his lev. He could be arum from that goodness. He could be naked from that goodness. That's his choice. That's the bechira man has. Man has the bechira to reach a connection and a clarity and an understanding of the rotzen of his creator more than the angels, who have a very, very high level of clarity. But he also has the ability to use that sechel and lev and to be naked of that clarity, i.e. not to understand the rotzen of his creator. You can understand the world, you know, you can understand things in the world, but you can still be naked of that clarity of understanding the depths of the rotzen of your creator. Okay, so obviously what he's talking about here is that this is the way a person gets to the ultimate relationship with his creator. And this is the ultimate relationship with the tuvo of his creator. Since his creator represents his ultimate rotzen, his kulo tov, his complete goodness, an understanding and a relationship with that tuvo, with that will, is itself tov, is the ultimate level of tov. Now remember, this is his akdama to his Sefer Kabbalah. So obviously, that's what he's going to explain is Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the understanding of the rotzen of your creator, understanding how that rotzen works, and the relationship you have with your creator in understanding. When you have a relationship with someone, it means you understand them fully, or you understand them in a deep way. Here you can't understand it fully, even a human being can't understand fully, but you can understand in a deep way. That's where a relationship is constantly progressing. So you ask the question, what's dveikus, right? This is like a very literature dveikus. I explain. There's a person can be close to his creator by listening to his rotzen and going and doing his rotzen through the midas. And he can be close to a person through doing things for them, right? That's in actions, that's the world of actions. There's a world of lev. You can have a level of dveikus through tefillah. And this is the world of sechel, of understanding. Right, that's a higher level of dveikus. It's a higher level of connection. That's the highest level. Obviously, a person has to be shalom with all these levels of dveikus, and all of them have ashpa on each one. Right? Okay. So let's think a little bit. He says, "Kashe yachbots betvuna." The derech to get this is only if a person has a yachpots, he has a desire. You have the desire to know what is rotsen. You have to have the desire. It doesn't work without the desire. You can't be in a relationship without a desire. And the way you do that is, you never know all the building blocks. Tfunas comes from Russian bina, bina is to build. You only know a little bit. And you use those building blocks to create a new understanding, which will bring you, right, so you already have the chokhma, a level of chokhma. And that tfunah will build you, and you get to a higher level. And that higher level will give you what? It will greet you, says, to things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the higher understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he hid, right? And he then told you, then you will reveal new concepts, new ideas, and those concepts will become part of your chokhma. Part of your, then that you make those new building blocks, but you got them through understanding. And that reach, that building blocks of chokhma, and right, will get you to a higher level, right, with your tfuna of haskala. That means you got to a new level of thinking, a new level of haskala. That means the processes, chokhma tfuna, right, which gives you a new chokhma, which goes to a new tfuna, and each time you get to a higher level, you have a new level of haskala, right? And the only way of doing this is if your chokhma is with das, living with das, that it has to be connecting to your being. Not an intellectual pursuit, rather a pursuit which connects to your whole being. It means a pursuit of understanding which connects to your actions and your doings. Right? And your thinking, your heart, your emotions, and your actions. Okay? That's das. It's bringing it down. So that's what these things mean. Clear? Mm-hmm. If you learn, if you understand the rotsen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inner rotsen, and you don't do it, means you're not interested in the relationship. So das means you have a relationship. A relationship can only be if you love someone, you care for someone, you admire someone, and what they're saying makes sense to you, there's a clarity. That clarity can only be if you express that clarity in your life and your being. If it's not clear for you, it's just an idea that may be true or may not be true. You don't, it's only part of your being. So there's not a clarity there. So das is very important for these things for there to be a real clarity. You understand? Vazetire kishnaim hem, and this see kishnaim hem betchuna achat nivra'u. There's two things that in one tchuna, in one, I say tchuna, in one, maybe comprehension could be. Tchuna means you have, I don't know how to translate the word, we'll see soon. Sechel ha'adam, there's the sechel that a person has, v'ha'tara ha'maskelet oto, and the Torah which gives him more sechel. In other words, a person has a level of understanding, a level of awareness of reality, and the Torah gives him a higher level of understanding and of awareness of reality. He sees reality in a deeper level, on a higher level of askala. You understand? Al haTorah neema, on the Torah it says, Haloko dvarai ka'esh nun Hashem. Behold, are my words like fire, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vodiyenu bezeh, and we are made known from with this, ki emet hadavah, the truth of the matter, shatera hi mamash o echad, is one light nitan, or one light nitan li Yisrael le'obo, one light which is given to the Jewish people to be a light amongst them, amongst him, them and them. Kilo, the marshal of light is whenever you, if you're in a dark room and you see things, so you can, like Mr. Shon gives this example, you can misunderstand things. Like at night, you can see like something rustling. You think it's you could see a poster, it looks like a man, but it isn't. At night, things aren't clear. When you have light, you have a better understanding of what you're seeing. It's a clearer view, clearer understanding of what you're seeing. The Torah in Golos, which is nighttime, the only light that we have is the Torah. The more you have Torah, the more you see things in a clearer and proper way. And you, the more you have, the less mistakes you make. Kilo, because it's not kechochmot hanochriot. It's not like the wisdom of the other nochriot, the strange, the other wisdoms, right? V'yediot hachol, and the knowledge of the chol, how you say chol, mundane world. She'enen, Torah is not that. She'enen ela yediot, it's only an understanding, davama, of this, whatever this is. Asher yasig, whatever a person reaches, hasechel b'tor chol. Whatever a person's sechel, whatever a person's level of understanding, according to the amount he, you know, he toils to do it. Ach haTorah, but the Torah, hine kodesh hi, it's holy. We have to understand what that means. Asher la mitziut, which is to it mitziut gvoa. It has a very high level existence. Begave mromim, in the heights of heights, because we're talking about the Ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu here. It's not the expression. Everything in the world, even the physical items that we can see in the world, are expressions of God's will, right? But they're a physical expression of His will. You can see God's will from physical things, and therefore you can be, but that's understanding something which is very, very removed from God. But the Torah is His will itself. So when you're understanding His will, you're understanding Him Himself, which are much higher level than understanding the emanations, the lower emanations of His will. V'kasher ya'asok ba ha'adam, and when a person toils in it, lamata, in this low world, ohi, it becomes a light to him, asher ta'ir, which will give light b'nishmato, in his soul. And what will this do? L'hagia oto, to make him reach al ginze meromim, to the hidden heights, i.e. to those things which are hidden in the heights of understanding of God's will. V'ginze habor yitbarach, and the hidden things of our Creator yitbarach shemo, may His name be blessed. B'derech ha'ara, he'ara, in a way of enlightening, upula, an action chazaka, ashehi po'elet ba. So it gives, it enlightens him in a strong way, when he's learning, and it works in him. Vahu dvar hechacham, and these are the words of the wise man, Aish Lomo Melech in Mishlei. The Torah is or. Torah is the light to a person's soul. That's what we're saying. Or mamash, it's the light in itself, below chokhmah levad, and not the emanation of that or which is chokhmah levad, which is only chokhmah. Below shemar e'er or, but there are dimyon, and it's not an appearance of light in a way of dimyon, as an imagination of, yeah, it's the or itself, ela or mamash. It's the light itself of what? It's the light itself of our Creator. It's His Ratzon itself. Ki mitziuta lemala. The mitzius of Torah is in the heights, above. Ubi kansa b'nishama. When a person learns Torah and it enters into a person's soul, his neshama, yikanes oba, will enter the light of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in him. Kashe kanes, just as will enter nitzotz hashemesh, the spark of the sun, bechad habatim, into a home, in one of the houses. In other words, Just as a spark enters a home and it brightens it and things are clearer, so too when a person learns Torah, it brightens his soul and gives him a clarity. And that's it. When a person's learning Torah, it doesn't matter what he's learning. Dafka is getting a clarity in learning Cheskas Sabbatim, in the laws. It's giving a clarity in everything about life. It doesn't matter what you learn. You could be learning something which we're not knowing nowadays. Kodshim. You could be learning about the sacrifices which we're not knowing nowadays. We won't be knowing until we have the third base of the fish. Right? It's not even related to us in terms of our voda. I mean, a little bit. Everything's related, so it can be related, but simply speaking, it isn't. Anything we learn, even if it doesn't seem to be practical, everything in Torah is practical, it doesn't seem to be practical, is me'ir in us, gives light in us that we come to a new level of understanding, a new level, like you were saying before. It's like just as light there is, there's bands of light, there's visual light, there's like x-ray. So you get to new levels of understanding, new levels of perception with Torah. You get the x-ray band. You see different things, you see more clearly things. Whereas if you don't learn Torah and you refuse, you're osik in chochmas nochriot, osik in the... You get a level of askala, you get a level of wisdom. But it's not the same, it's not me'ir lecha. It doesn't light your soul the way the Torah does. Has a little ha'ara, maybe. Has a little bit of hasaga. Yeah? A person can see from the world, can see his creator. But it's not the creator himself. It's just emanations of the creator. But Torah is the creator himself. It's the will of the creator himself. It's the awe, it's the light of the creator itself. There is definite connection between Chochmas Umas Ha'olam and Torah. Let me explain here. Even though, let's take the example of Chochmas Kabbalah, according to the Chatzim Sofer and many, the time that Chochmas Kabbalah was revealed was in the fight with the Greeks. And their Chochmas, Chochmas Chitzonius, and in order to combat there, whose Torah HaPnimius was expressed. But that wasn't, that was a time that was expressed in the world, to Klal Yisrael in a big way. But it doesn't mean that was the time it was there. It was there from Har Sinai. You will always find in the Chochma of Umas Ha'olam that connected there something will be expressed in Torah to combat Chochma Sa'olam. It's like the inner fruit which has an outer shell. The outer shell represents Chochma Sachitzonius, the outer Chochma, and the fruit represents Chochma Sa'olam. So there's always, there's a new fruit in the world, there's a new concept in the world, there'll always be Torah which will be expressed at that time, so that Chochmah will be properly put in its position. Understand what I'm saying? So there's always going to be a juggling of what's expressed in the Torah and what's expressed in Chochmas Umas Ha'olam. Clear? He says that Yediyas HaChol and Chochmas HaNochris is only a Yediyah Davama of that thing which you are studying. Whatever the person can reach with his own Sechel, right? In his toil in it, his Torah in it. Torah is not that. Obviously Torah requires Torah. Obviously, Torah requires a person lasok v'adam, right? But Torah is a matana. Torah ultimately is a present. When you're learning outside chochmas chitzonius, when you're learning that, the toil you have is reciprocal, is to your understanding. Right? The more you toil, the more sechel, the more toil you have, the more understanding you have. Torah is not that way. Torah is a function of lasok ba. The more a person toils, it's not even necessary that it has sechel. The more a person toils, the more he wants Torah, yachpotz ba, he desires it, bitvuna, with his own understanding, right? and his own level of understanding. The Torah is given to him as a matana. It's not reciprocal, because it's impossible for a person to ask Hashem to understand of his creator. Therefore, it has to be on a level of matana.